And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ 1400 AM, and it is Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and my theme today is entrepreneurial thinking. My next guest is going to be joining us in just a minute. She's new to the area, and I always like to introduce new people on Fridays. As you'll recall, last week we introduced the new captain of the Ventura office of the California Highway Patrol, and this week we'll be introducing Kathleen Erickson, who is the new CEO of the Ventura Downtown Association, which is the association of merchants that are down there as well. So she'll be joining us in just a minute. Remember, though, entrepreneurial thinking is our theme today. Our first guest, Jody Walker, was talking about entrepreneurial thinking within an organization, how you as an employee or you as a leader can be more entrepreneurial. And next will be Kathleen Erickson, who's going to be talking about how to be entrepreneurial, because she deals with entrepreneurs every single day of her working career, and she's working with the Ventura Downtown Association. So she's just joined us here in the studio, and as I said, Kathleen is the leader of the Ventura Downtown Association. She has over 13 years of downtown economic development experience. She began her tenure as CEO of the Ventura Downtown Association a full 16 days ago, back on August the 16th of 2010. Kathleen has had hands-on experience needed in this difficult economic time. She started her own business and has had to make her own payroll. So she's developed, in addition to that, she's developed housing and multiplied downtown budgets through successful grant writing. Kathleen comes to us from Battle Creek, Michigan, home of Kellogg's, the cereal there. And she worked as the downtown development director there for 7 years. In addition to many other achievements, Kathleen was instrumental in developing downtown housing in Battle Creek. And one of the more interesting things of note about that is that she got national television recognition on HGTV's Restore America television program for the fine work that she did in Battle Creek. Prior to her tenure in Battle Creek, Kathleen was the executive director of the Downtown Development Authority in Jackson, Michigan. Kathleen and her brother successfully owned and operated 3 restaurants in downtown Jackson for more than 10 years. Welcome to our show and welcome to Ventura, Kathleen. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. And thank you for such a glowing introduction there.
Well, I'm only reading what you've accomplished, my dear. That's the beauty of it. You've done all the accomplishments. I just get to read it.
Well, thank you.
So welcome. I mean, you are brand new to the area. You've just been here since the 16th. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your career prior to coming to Ventura.
Sure. As you said, I was a downtown development director with the city of Battle Creek and also Jackson, Michigan. And then prior to that, I had some restaurant management and ownership background. So, you know, I can really relate to the downtown merchants, the downtown residents, and the property owners from their perspective. But also I bring with me some experience from on the governmental side as well. So I think it's a nice combination of experience to be able to help the businesses and the downtown in general.
How did you hear about Ventura, and how did you know we were looking for a director for the Downtown Association?
I just happened upon it through the International Downtown Association website. And,
International Downtown Association. So there's an association of international downtowns?
Oh, there are, yes. And I'm hoping to have them come to Ventura one day. So.
Wow, all right.
Yeah, they have quite an outstanding conference, and they meet at beautiful cities all throughout the world, really.
And Ventura would be considered one of those beautiful cities.
Definitely.
So that would be nice to have them here. All right, tell us a little bit about this position that you're assuming, Kathleen. I mean, what are you walking into here? How does the Ventura Downtown Association work? To whom do you report? Who do you represent? Just tell us a little bit about the job.
Okay. The position is executive director with Downtown Ventura Organization and the Downtown Ventura Partners. So there's really two organizations that I'm representing. The organization has been without a director for over 6 months, and it's really a grassroots organization of community-minded stakeholders of the downtown that have been working really tirelessly on a volunteer basis to keep it all together, and I'm just, I'm impressed and pleased to be working with all these caring individuals.
No, that's cool. What are they holding together? What is it that they're doing on a volunteer basis that's moving downtown Ventura forward?
Well, their organization or the organization is based on the Main Street philosophy, which really focuses on 4 different areas: We have design or what people would know as public and physical improvements of the downtown, keeping it clean and safe. There's a crew of gentlemen out on the street right now, five guys that we have in uniform shirts displaying the Downtown Ventura organization.
I see them, little green shirts, and they've got a broom and a dustpan, and they sweep up around the downtown area.
That's right. And, you know, this morning they were out power washing the sidewalks, and we're going to be doubling up the schedule on the power washing because the cleanliness of the downtown is a very important piece and lends people to the perception of safety, and they want to come back if they feel good about an area. So that's one area, the physical improvements. We also do economic restructuring, which is looking at the vacancies in the downtown or the areas where we could grow businesses, residential development. So we're looking at that, retail recruitment, residential development, building improvements. We also work with promotions and marketing, communications. We're looking at putting on a signature event, and we're still in negotiations about what that signature event might be, but we want to add to the wonderful mix of events that are already going on downtown. There's so much going on, but we act as kind of a clearinghouse of information of what's going on in the downtown and get that information out to the various businesses so that they're ready to deal with the throngs of people that come in. And also to the residents so that we can attract them to the downtown.
Okay, now one of the major marketing events that you have downtown is the Art Walk downtown, mm-hmm. several times mm-hmm. each year. When was the last Art Walk? I know that it was preceded before mm-hmm. you got here. Do you remember when the last one is and when the next one's scheduled?
Yes, I believe that the last one was in the fall and the next one is in the spring. And that's put on through the Cultural Department with the City of Ventura.
Good. All right, so you said there are four things you do: design, the economic restructuring, the marketing and promotion. What mm-hmm. would be the fourth thing?
We also work with the residential development and the developers to try and act as a liaison.
Okay.
And help remove the red tape and clear the path for them. So.
Well, we're talking to Kathleen Erickson, everybody. She is the new CEO, or are you the new director?
Executive director.
Executive
yeah.
director. Hey, I don't want to sell you short. Executive director of the Ventura Downtown Partners. And so, Kathleen, walking into this new position, you're relatively new at it, but what are some of the major challenges and opportunities that you have here?
Mm-hmm. I think that some of the challenges are that there's a lot to be done, and we're a staff of one. That'd be me. but, of course, we have all those volunteers that serve on the board, which have been working really, really hard. And then we have a lot of partners with the City of Ventura and other partners, so that would definitely be an opportunity, all the people that we have that we're working with. You know, the issue of homelessness and vagrancy, panhandling, that's a really big issue. I would say that it's probably the number one issue that's going to be kind of tough to face. A lot of communities face that, especially ones that have, you know, the perfect combination, the beautiful weather. Year-round, the services, you know, located in one predominant area. And so we're definitely going to be looking at that as a number one goal.
All right, so that's your number one priority. Mm-hmm. What are some of your other priorities now that you've taken over command?
We need to update the marketing, that's for sure. The website, Facebook, social media outlets, promotional pieces, and you know, just constant communication with the media so that we're highlighted in a positive way.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, you're walking into a situation that's relatively new to you. You've only been there less than a month now. So, Kathleen, this may be an unfair question. If it is, you can tell me that it's unfair. But beginning next week, mm-hmm. and it's going to be on your one-month anniversary, we're mm-hmm. going to be implementing parking meters in downtown Ventura.
Uh-huh.
And you see, you've heard this question before. Mm-hmm. So how is the implementation progressing with the parking meters downtown? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit of something about that. What are the problems that the parking meters are designed to solve?
Okay. Well, the parking meters are designed to create a revenue stream so that we can continue to improve the physical improvements of the downtown, the security, the safety. So the money that's generated from the meters is actually going to be reinvested into that exact same area. So, you know, that is the purpose. Also, another purpose would be to free up parking spaces on the main street so that shoppers always have a place to park. So, for instance, driving down Main Street in every single block you would have at least one available parking space to choose from. This would take the people that are parking all day or part of the day, employees, and move them out to the outer lying lots, freeing up the spaces for the shoppers and the visitors.
All right, good. So you get a little bit more turnover downtown as well.
Yes.
All right. Now, as far as the parking meters go, historically, and you may not have a reference on this, mm-hmm. but they've tried parking meters downtown before.
Yes.
They've tried it twice before, and we've also tried it down at the harbor more recently, mm-hmm. and they've just now stopped using the parking meters at the harbor. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, what's going to be different this third time around?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the downtown is a completely different place, so we're playing on a different playing field, so to say. We're in a situation where, you know, the pendulum is swinging back to downtowns. People want something unique. They want to go where there's ability to walk around, socialize, feel safe. And so we want to make sure that we have the ability to have parking spaces for those people. You know, we have, I think it's 400 paid metered parkings, and then there's something like, you know, 2,000 free spaces. So there's just a section that is paid, and the others will remain free. Mm. But, you know, I think that in answer to your question is that there was different variables that that the downtown was facing in the other two times that were tried, and I think that the downtown now is a different place, and so we'll have a different
result.
Yes.
All right, Kathleen. We're talking to Kathleen Erickson, everybody, the new executive director of the Ventura Downtown Association. We've only got a minute left. Kathleen, what drew you to Ventura County?
The potential, the people. It's just a beautiful community, and I'm really thrilled to be a part of it. I'm from Michigan, so this is a great opportunity for me to see, to travel and to
get out of the cold.
To get out of the cold, yes. But I see this as a tremendous opportunity for myself and also Ventura, so thank you.
Well, on behalf of Ventura, let me welcome you to the city, and thank you so much for taking on this big task that you've got ahead of you. Where can listeners go to find out more about the Ventura Downtown Association if they want to?
Sure, downtownventura.org.
Downtownventura.org, just like it sounds.
Yep.
No spaces, no dots,
nope.
No anything like that. Downtownventura.org. Kathleen, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and best of luck to you in your new role.
Thank you so much.